Once again, you already know what it is. Once again, you already know where you've reached. This is the number one collaborative professional wrestling podcast in the world today. The man to my immediate right goes by the name of Conrad Cushman. He is the provider of everything pro wrestling. My name is Sean Hubbard. I am the proprietor of Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. Together, Conrad Cushman and Sean Hubbard present Clash of the By God podcast. You may notice my demeanor and voice is a little bit different this evening. I promise you the energy will come back up. But the first thing we're going to do tonight, in addition to talking about AEW, in addition to talking about WrestleMania, in addition to talking about Raw after WrestleMania in hopes that it will not be a dud like the last 3 years in a row, the first thing we're going to do, even though you're not going to be able to see it because my arms are too long and the screen is too small, we're going to acknowledge our tribal chief for 1,316 days of being the undisputed heavyweight champion of World Wrestling Entertainment. So, again, on behalf of Conrad Cushman, I am Sean Hubbard. We are Clash of the Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Conrad, my brother, drop that thing.
Catch your breath, brother.
What a weekend.
WrestleMania weekend for anybody who you guys listen to in the world of content creation, even if they're tweeting, whatever, it is a draining week for people who do wrestling. It's fun, but it's also very draining. There's going to be that week where we catch up. It'll probably be next week or the week after where we finally catch up. Like, all right, we're back on pace again here.
Right.
Nothing extra, nothing more. But It was a fun weekend, man. I had a lot of fun just spending time with people and watching the shows, man. That was it, man. That's how I treated it. That's how I got down with it. Overall thoughts from you, Sean?
Why didn't Roman Reigns get a big celebration with all his family in the ring? Why didn't Roman Reigns have his moment where he was able to be acknowledged by the masses and be able to get on the microphone? And why didn't Triple H hug him and kiss him on his cheek and tell him how wonderful he is? How come Roman Reigns didn't have all this rigmarole that we saw last night? Let me tell you something, Conrad. Let me tell you something, chat, and the entire world, okay? Put in the atmosphere. EPW will reach the masses. Clash of the Podcast will reach the masses. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly will reach the masses. The right man won last night. Oh, what the heck did he just say? I'll say it again. The right man won last night. However, just like I said on Everything Pro Wrestling last night, check it out in the archives with Conrad and Derek, WrestleMania Review. I said that since August of 2020, let me say it again, since August of 2020, for the past 3.5 years, almost, we might as well say 4 years now in a couple of months, World Wrestling Entertainment has ceased to exist without Roman Reigns as its world champion. For the past 4 years, WWE has not existed without Roman Reigns being the number one guy in the company. So I say this to you, all Cody people. I'm not going to call you crybabies. You don't deserve that today. Cody Rhodes won last night. But for all you Cody fans who are saying, thank God Roman's not champion anymore. Thank God Roman Reigns' reign is over. Thank God we get change. Oh, yeah, we got change, all right. And just like my mama, your mama, everybody's mama, I'm sure Mama Rhodes too. Be careful what you wish for, because now you know the rest.
You might just get it. Anyway. WrestleMania weekend was wild. I know that a lot of people were in here leaving us some love, man. Joel bumped everybody. Got to give a big show some love. Joel put in the $1 super chat. Appreciate that, my brother. He came in and said, hope you guys enjoy Mania. Can't wait to hear the review. It's in the archives, brother. Definitely go in and check it out. Sean joined us on both nights. And night two, so WrestleMania is the one I've done this. I've been doing this since before AEW existed. I know sometimes I get like AEW shill in the comments or WWE shill, whatever. I've been doing this before. WrestleMania always goes on top when you come to my channel. So now you will see me, Sean, and Derek there for the next year until WrestleMania 41. So that'll be up there. So enjoy. Start from the top here. Let's give our shout-outs. Sir Quills says, what's up, Conrad, Sean, chat? Your boy Sir Quills is back again to enjoy my two favorite bros, CJ and Hubs, for episode 84 of the dopest wrestling podcast in the game, Clash of the By God Podcast.
Quilly, we appreciate you, man. The Randy Moss edition.
I thought he would have said that. I thought it was – I'm glad you said it because I was like, It was right there. It was a layup. Since Kyron and Sean are two superstars of the wrestling podcast game, I have to represent. Oh, yeah.
Okay. He got it. Quilly, nice.
Andy included Shannon Sharp, who was one of my favorite tight ends back in the day when I was a youngster. Episode 84, Randy Moss, Shannon Sharp edition of The Clash. Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor was a very good show. Surprisingly, WrestleMania 40 was quite good as well. Congrats to the new champs that were crowned, Mark Briscoe, Bayley, and Cody Rhodes. Yes. Damian Priest as well, but that's because of that dumb Drew McIntyre.
What a moron.
Listen, that falls in the realm of wrestling where I call it, like I always say, dumb baby face syndrome.
Right.
Heel having too much fun and got your comeuppance.
I mean, classic start. It worked. It was a very cool angle, a cool situation, but it's like, you know, in the storyline, what a dummy. What a big dummy.
And I want people to know, like, we were getting some, like, weird different comments from new people. Like, Drake. Welcome, Drake. Appreciate you. I know that you had came over during all of the new stuff that we've been looking at.
Drizzy!
Put on. When we talk about stuff, all that we ask sometimes is, can we do this the right way? Can we present this so that it makes sense? That's it. I don't think we're asking too much.
I don't.
Right? Just a question, just putting it out there. Guy Will Gamble, shout out to him. Yer, what up, everybody? Looking forward to another Monday kicked off with the world's greatest tag team.
Thank you, man.
Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas teaming up again. Are you talking about us? Man, shout out to Team Angle. That was the crew back then.
Yes.
Ray Thompson, happy WrestleMania Monday. Hope everyone had a great weekend. I sure enjoyed Mania with the beautiful fiance, children, and my brothers. Ray, thank you so much, brother.
Ray, we're happy for you. Keep that family vibe going. We love the energy.
Facts. Always good to have you up in here, Ray. Let me see. We got that one before. Ray said night one gets a B+. I don't know if any of us are going to give you that one, Ray. That's a little high. That's a little high for that one. Night two, A+. We settled on A- area. I'm good with that for it. Maybe overall, I would say like a B+ show. And Sean, that was something I was going to ask you too. So get this in your head and chat and everybody here too. Where does this Mania rank for you right now? And the recency bias, try to take it out as much as you can. But just think about that for a second. Where is this Mania going to land in the future for you? Yep. Terrell, 317.
T3Z.
It was great to witness the solar eclipse here in New York City. It actually went dark here in New York. Those meteorologists have explaining to do saying it wasn't going to go dark. I don't know who was saying that, because that's what it does. I don't know who hasn't watched Power Rangers before, but that's what it does. Just saying. Yeah, I was outside, man. I had fun. Had the glasses on. Family was out there. It was cool, man. Whole neighborhood was out. Deanna's in the house. What's good, Deanna?
Deanna, always a pleasure.
Always good to have the ladies in here as well. So thank you. Shout out to Deanna and Jocelyn. I always got to make sure I show love. I know my wife, he listens afterwards, and I'm sure Crystal and a bunch of other people listen to us as well. Shout outs to Crystal. Thank you. Thank you. The ladies have a voice in here too. So never be afraid to speak up and talk wrestling with us.
M. Leezy. Fo. Sheezy. Good evening. Hello, good evening. Hope everyone enjoyed WrestleMania and hope you all had a good day. Let's kick off the week with the two best in our pro wrestling community. God bless you, Emily. We appreciate you, my guy. Thank you so much for the encouragement, man. We're just doing our best.
Big shout out to Mike from The Rock.
Mike, what up, though? I'm back like Eric Bischoff and better than ever.
Oh, just in time, too?
The only Vinny we like. God bless you, too, Vinny. Vinny offers blessings and says, hey, guys, WrestleMania weekend delivered. God bless y'all. We agree. WrestleMania did deliver. How much it delivered, that's to be seen. We thought, a little spoiler, it was a very, very good show. But maybe not as highly ranked as you would think, according to, you know, Hub and EPW. So we'll see. Conrad, whatever's going on, brother.
Oh, that was me. Deanna reminding everyone tonight, first hour of Raw is commercial free. We'll see what they do with that. Just know that those commercials will be filled on the back end. They can do that whenever they want, but the commercials happening.
Yeah, true.
BJ.
B-Jizzle.
Happy Monday. I feel like the start of the week is going to be more pleasant than the end for wrestling fans. Beach, I think you're right, because you're going to get a little snippet, a preview with me and Sean of, I think, what I'm going to be talking about on Dynamite with Derek on Wednesday. And it's not going to be a nice one, is all I'll say for now. There's Sean, making sure everyone acknowledges the Tribal Chief in his 1,316 days.
Just saying, man, that dude, we're going to, like, thank God he's not going off the scene, but look at M. Leezy acknowledge. Oh, and Mike acknowledged it. Yes. Deanna
came in with The Rock, though.
Yes. Like, see? Yes, Vinny. Yes. See? People get it, Conrad. Conrad, acknowledge our tribal chief, please.
I was a Roman fan before it was cool to be a Roman fan. I was there when the big dog was taking people out. All right.
Nobody liked the big dog. But you know what? I will say this, though. Shout out to you for like it. But you know what? I'm going to give you a shout out because you were true from day one. But if the guy will gamble, I see you, my guy. But kudos, even if you didn't like the big dog. I didn't like the big dog. Even if you didn't like the big dog, kudos to him for getting over the hump. Kudos to him for finding his way. My God, man. Roman Reigns, man, y'all better be careful what y'all wish for, man. Y'all better be careful what y'all wish for. Because that brother put the company on his back, man. Woo! I'm fired up about it, man. People are so happy Cody Rhodes won. And I'm going on record again. The right guy did win last night. If Roman Reigns had won last night, that would have not been good business. But, man, I'm telling you, y'all better recognize what's... Roman Reigns, today's the first day Roman Reigns hasn't been champion in 1,300 days. Y'all better recognize, because you just don't know what life is like without Roman Reigns as your champion. I'm just saying. Can Cody Rhodes hold the ball the way Roman Reigns did? Maybe he can. But I have my doubts.
We will see what's going to happen.
Woo! I'm fine. I got chills, man.
Hold on here. We got two more. We got McKinney. Your arm's cut off.
I know my arm is cut off, but you know what I'm doing. Yes.
McKinney says, yo, I'm here to talk wrestling with the Fire live chat and the Brainbusters of podcasts. Clash of the podcast to let y'all know, if you fail 99% of the time, there's still a chance to win.
Who's Double A and who's Tully?
If we're going by hairline alone, I'm Double A. So that's it.
Well, you know what? We can go by that, but we can also go by the fact that Double A is the bigger star.
Let's chill with that.
Hey, man, you know what? Chat. We're going off the rails tonight, Conrad. Chat, you know what I want you guys to do? Do me a big favor. Let's acknowledge Conrad Cushman.
Put your hands on your stomachs.
Conrad, you're not supposed to be talking. We're acknowledging you. All right, there we go.
I know someone that did the Jey Uso in the background. I don't give up about what the tribal chief says. Great moments, man. Great moments. Yo, shout out to XGW. Appreciate it. I'm getting like Twitter pop-ups that are happening right now. I got a lot of things going on and going sideways. Vinny said Undertaker got the biggest pop of the night. Storyline-wise, it makes kind of sense. Taker has feuded with the Samoans for years and is the locker room leader.
Yeah. Big shout out to Taker, man. That dude is timeless.
Man, and people are asking who's next for Cody. It's going to be, I think they got to lean into it a little bit here tonight. I would hope. Yeah. Vinny said night one, C minus, night two, A plus. Man, I feel like night one's just going to be divisive amongst people, but everyone really enjoyed night two. Here comes BJ with some of these, and I know I asked this, so we're going to get these out of the way. BJ said, I'm honestly thinking this Mania might be in my top five, maybe top three. Truly love the story culmination and just how big it felt. Recent WrestleManias haven't had that feeling, but this one 100% did.
Yeah, I have it here.
What was the last Mania that made you feel something since this one? Did you feel something with this one? Did they do that for you? And then...
Watch the show from last night on your channel, bro. This show, you know, the main event made me feel something for sure. Damian Priest made me feel something. There was a lot of moments that made me feel something that I haven't felt in the last several WrestleManias. This past weekend, WWE stepped up. Like I said, I'm not going to cap. I'm a big, you know, naysayer about World Wrestling Entertainment. WrestleMania 40 brought it. I wouldn't say they brought it to a level of B+ for night one. I would dare to say night one was fairly average, but night two brought it, and I gotta acknowledge, because it's the word of the day, acknowledge WWE for that effort they put forth last night.
Respect. What was the last Mania that made you feel something before this, though?
Like the last one that made me feel something, Conrad? Wow. I mean, give me a second. Give me 30 seconds. 39, no. 38, definitely not. 37, I was happy that we were back with fans, so I guess, but I don't know if that counts. 36, unfortunately, no, we know that. 35, it was cool for the ladies. 34 was terrible. 33 was okay. 30, I'd say WrestleMania 30 with Daniel Bryan.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Same answer.
Yeah.
30 was the last time I was like, I kind of really care about what happens here, but... Yeah. And they were forced to do that. You could tell that was like them kicking and screaming to give us what we wanted.
Yep.
And we were going to pay later, too, was the other thing.
Rob. Thank you, Rob. My God, I made a big mistake. I think we both made a big mistake.
What?
Kofi Mania. Kofi Mania. I definitely felt something. Big shout out to that is Rob, right? Every time his name Rob. Pops up. Shout out to Rob. Yes, I got to give it Kofi Mania. Yes. Kofi Mania, before then, WrestleMania 30, but then you jumped to WrestleMania 35. Kofi Mania got me right here in the heart, so yes.
Kofi Mania was good, but I don't know. Like I said, there's something about the shows that give you that feeling. With Kofi Mania, I was like, you kind of have to do it. You had to let the – I don't know. WrestleMania 35 was like the last of like the bad Manias to be where it went on too long. Okay. That's the other thing I think of with it. Like I'm like, dude, okay. We got to stop doing these shows where they go this long.
Gotcha.
Guy will gamble said, like Drake, you're gonna miss him when he's gone.
There you go. Gamble, talk it, brother. Talk it.
Hubs, can you believe Stardust is the champ?
Oh, Deanna, you know, I like you, Deanna. You come with the heat and you talk real talk. I mean, look, he's clearly, I know you're saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek, Deanna. He's not, we all know he's not Stardust anymore, but he's still that guy, bro. It's like, think Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, there's just no comparison, bro. Like, I like Cody Rhodes, but Cody Rhodes is not Roman Reigns. He's just not.
He's going to be Cody.
Yeah.
What that means to you is what it means to you, but he's going to be Cody.
Okay.
I'll maybe if we talk about it, I'll elaborate more on what I think it means
fair enough. I can tell that you got some behind-the-scenes knowledge for me. All right.
No, just thoughts, just my thoughts. Everyone talking about Conrad talking, acknowledge Conrad and Sean. Thank you, Quills. Quills gets it.
Thank you, Quilly.
That's what I want to hear. McKinney said a humble superstar. Nah. Listen, here's the thing. Number one, I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I'm an introvert. I actually have like studied my personality and stuff. I get it. And I try to explain myself to people on who I am and what I am and all this stuff. And some people just don't get it. So I'm an introvert. I do not like attention on me for too long. Mm-hmm. And I like to share the wealth a little bit when it comes down to it. So that's just who I am. Taker, it's still his yard. Here we go.
Just know that we love you, Conrad.
Thank you. And I will accept that love. I might need your help with this name here.
Padraig O'Baron.
Wow, Cody beat Roman Reigns with the help of the Undertaker, John Cena, the new championship. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Conrad, you are acknowledged. Sean, you're acknowledged. Chat room, y'all are acknowledged. Mike, appreciate that, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. So, Guy Will Gamble said probably 30. 30 gave me a different feeling. I don't know. I want to say I was in love with Kofi Mania as well, but.
You know what? To kind of piggyback off of what you already said, Conrad, and big shout out to Rob for reminding me of that. Kofi Mania, and before then, Daniel Bryan, it was like, if these guys don't win this match, if Kofi does not beat Bryan Danielson, if Danielson does not beat Orton, Batista, and Triple H, I'm never watching this freaking show ever again. That's what I'm talking about. Something that would literally make me angry if it didn't go the right way. You know what I'm trying to say?
Dude, 100%. Who wouldn't be tight about that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. WrestleMania made me feel like a kid again. A bunch of people were suggesting Kofi Mania. There have been moments since Kofi Mania, one of those for sure, but rest of them were eh.
Right.
Undertaker, Cody Rhodes confirmed. Nah.
No, I don't believe that, Vinny.
Dude, I don't want him suiting up for nothing. Keep that man in the hoodies, and he can come do a choke slam or whatever he's going to do and go on.
Yeah, don't risk another DX versus Kane and Undertaker 2000, whatever. Yeah.
Yo, and I stand on this. I felt bad for Sean for that because Sean was the one actually doing something.
Yeah, you know? He was. Like, he was.
Triple H tears the back in the right over the top rope. Kane's like, my mask fell off. What do you want me to do? Sean's like, somebody hit me, bloody me up. We got to do something here.
Yo, can I tell you something that's super petty, but it's going to sound super petty, but I don't mean it to be petty. Seeing Shawn Michaels with no hair broke my heart. And I'm not saying that to be no. See, I knew you were going to take it. I don't mean it like that. Let me compliment you in a very, you know, you're my brother. You look good with a bald head, bro. There's certain people that can pull it off. That Shawn Michaels with no hair was really uncomfortable for me. Am I the only one, chat? Am I the only one? I'm just saying. It just. I was like, no. I was like, this is not good. No. There's certain things I don't want to. And by the way, that's the reason why he's starting to grow his hair back. I mean, he can't grow it fully back, but he's grown it, you know what I'm saying? And he wears the cowboy hats.
Keep them hats, Sean. That's what I do too in this time. Yeah. Curvin says, I don't want to see a brother versus brother match again. Super Kick City, really? Yeah. Listen, one thing you won't say about Sean is Sean is not honest. Sean came out here and he was not feeling it either. His boy was in the match.
Yeah. They didn't really deliver. They had a bigger moment in night two in those 5 minutes than they did in the entire match the night before.
Yo. The guy will gamble the truth, bro. People will never believe you're an introvert when you go outside. One day, if I ever get time, I will teach you guys the type of person that I am. I am the person that everyone thinks like likes people, but I don't like people, but people like me. It's weird. It's a weird, weird thing that you just get into that. Roman is still the number one man in the business. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, he is.
Listen, people don't do that stuff that way for whatever. Listen, just because someone won and they became the champion does not mean they are the face of the company.
There you go.
People are mistaking that. Sean, the year 1990. Hogan missed the leg drop. Boom, big body splash. Ultimate Warrior wins. Was he the face of the company?
They wanted him to be, but it certainly didn't work out that way.
Didn't happen that way. Uh-oh. Guys, guess what? Ric Flair, 1992. He's the world champ. Is he the face of the company?
They wanted him to be, but it didn't work out that way.
I don't even think they wanted him to be. I don't think they ever could buy into the a heel as the top guy back then.
They never could get into it. Gotcha.
They can talk all they want. Until we see he's doing the number one guy things, then we'll know. Then we'll know. Let me see here. Cap, a lot of people said the same thing, but still watching no matter what. I don't know if that was towards...
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was for him, but okay.
Yeah. Sean, no hair. It's still like Kenny Chesney, no hat, all bad. Conrad, I don't like people either. Yeah, I mean... And when I say I don't like people, it's not that. It's that I can see stuff sometimes and I'm trying to be polite and they're like, oh, man, that guy really likes it. I'm like, no, I don't want to be bothered. I really don't want to be bothered with this. It's just different things. And it doesn't mean that I don't like helping people. I love helping people. It's like a weird, like a battle within myself. And like I said, if I talk to you guys long enough where I make you take the test and I see like your personality traits, I can tell a lot about you instantly.
Sure.
It's so weird and it's freaky.
Us church folks call that discernment, my brother.
There you go. Let's see here. Pat is back. He says, how could The Undertaker wrestle again? Not possible of stupidity. He is 58 years old. Listen, age ain't nothing but a number in pro wrestling these days. Like, do I want him to wrestle? No. Do I think he could if he really wanted to? He probably could.
I think he could try. I'm very cool. I don't think he should ever wrestle again. I love what he did last night. Last night was perfect.
And I thought his match with AJ, the cinematic one, was the best way for him to go out.
Right.
You got to mix both of them. Batista was not the face. No, Batista was never the face of WWE, even though they wanted him to be, to quote Sean. Epic Wrestling, welcome. Do you think John Cena will turn into the final boss before he retires? Cena said he might come back for his final run. I saw that today on Pat McAfee when I was at the gym.
I mean, I like it. You know, I another acquired taste over the years. You start to respect the man, even though he was on my nerves for all those years. You appreciate him for what he was able to accomplish and bring to the business. I mean, John Cena is always going to be welcome in WWE. Will he be the final boss? I don't think so. I mean, I don't think the final boss thing would fly with somebody like John Cena. But I understand where you're going, Epic. I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and Vinny's asking how long before they give Cody the Cena treatment.
Soon. Maybe as early as tonight. I'm telling you guys. I'm telling you. I feel like I'm a broken record. Cody, it's not a guarantee that this thing's going to work out, man. I'm telling you.
You might be right, Sean. Sean, do you want to touch on anything here from Mania? We kind of recapped it, but I don't know if anybody wants to bring up some stuff here because we're doing this before we get the Raw After Mania show tonight.
Rock and Roman, awesome job. Rock clearly took his regimen of exercise seriously to get ready for this. Never doubted The Rock's love for the business. Just felt like Rock should come back more often. But he did a great job. Roman, I acknowledge you. Sami Zayn, not really happy about the choice of him being the guy to break the streak. But let me ask you this.
This is what I wanted to understand from what you said from night one. Are you mad that Sami's the champ? Or are you mad at the choice that they made to get there creatively?
Correct. I meant the latter. I feel like the choice that they made to take to get there creatively was ill-timed and very sloppily done.
I think it was easy to confuse fans, too, as to what you're doing. Sometimes with the long-term storytelling, I don't know if you have to be direct on the nose, but you made us think like three or four different things, and then it just became something completely different, and I was like, okay.
Right. Different. I also want to acknowledge just the word of the day. I'm not being funny when I say that. I want to acknowledge what is wrong with I can't even talk. the wonderful way that WWE was able to highlight Black excellence. You know what I'm saying? Like the Cargill, Naomi, Bianca situation was absolutely amazing. Three talented, beautiful, athletic Black women showcased on the highest level. And Bobby Lashley got his opportunity to get a win along with the Street Profits after not even being on the show last year. You know, I have my doubts about Triple H and his genuineness. Moments like this make me believe that maybe there's hope for him as it relates to being the good guy that some people say he is, even though he has a pretty shaky history. I'm just saying, when it comes to being the world champion, you gotta think about Jey Uso. I'm sorry, I don't, and I'm not gonna go off on a long tangent. And Jey Uso isn't technically Black; he's a person of color, though. I mean, like you said, they had to pull teeth to get the Kofi Mania thing done. Just give him a chance, you know. But anyway, to stay focused on what I'm saying, you know, those three beautiful, smart, talented Black women were definitely showcased in an amazing way. Big shout out to B-Fab making her WrestleMania debut. I mean, B-Fab, you can't get any better than being on WrestleMania, right? So B-Fab made it to WrestleMania when, unfortunately, the other members of that team, you know what I'm talking about, the other members of her former team never made it that far. You know, WWE saw something in her to give her a chance to be part of the Lashley and Street Profit group, and that got her to WrestleMania. I want to be clear about Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn deserves all the success that he has. I just think the way they got there was very clunky. And at the end of the day, it was a really good WrestleMania.
Yeah. Night one was definitely different. Like when I had these pictures up, first thing I noticed here is Rock and Roman Reigns are right there next to each other. Why does the People's Championship look better than the WWE Championship? Cody, first rule of tonight, we got to fix this. We got to fix this, brother. I want to see some nice looking belts back in WWE. I don't mind the logos being on them, but we gotta do what's right here. The camera and production work, when I look at what The Rock's entrance is here in the top right, absolutely a thing of beauty. We talked about the Black excellence with the ladies. I love that they got to come down on a big stage and they showcased them. And I keep saying that was a showcase match, and people don't understand what I mean when I say that a little bit. But when I'm saying that they showcased them, it's the fact of you had these three ladies. I knew they were going to win, but this was set up to show you Jay Cargill's a big deal now that she's here. Bianca Belair is still a big deal. And Naomi's been around for a long time, but she is a big deal. And it just was putting respect on their name. That's what that was about. Sami Zayn, best babyface in the biz, man. Always got to show love. Tag team ladder match. I have a fear for what they're going to do here with splitting the belts. I'm worried. I don't know if they have enough tag teams to do something like this. I want to
comment on something. Kervin Abreu. I stopped watching we should kind of think about what we say before we say it. I stopped watching WWE for a year after that Booker T situation. So I back up everything I say. So yes, I'm a very big proponent of equal rights in professional wrestling, and I stand on business when I talk like that. So no, I did not continue watching. I didn't watch another WWE event for about a year after that. So that's just to clarify that.
I think it's just a big deal amongst people because it wasn't the cool thing to do. Basically, you put Booker T down real bad, and Booker T never got anything again until, what was it, King Booker, I don't think.
No, but what he's saying is that I'm capping about the fact that I would be offended about the Kofi thing where I wouldn't watch anymore. Conrad and all the people who are religious people who religiously watch our show know that I will boycott WWE about something like that.
In a heartbeat. Trust me. So, yeah. I got to make sure this brother's up to date before we go live on this. Well, at least it was like that for the last few weeks. I think they've got Sean back. I think for now.
A little bit. They got me back a little bit. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, I got some pictures for night two stuff. I'm going to go through some questions here, and I'll try to throw some of them up here. Maybe I'll have you follow along with me here in the chat, Sean, and then we'll just kind of go through. And like I said, I don't know if Cap, maybe Cap means, oh, you're fronting, bro. Come on, what about this or whatever? I don't know how these kids talk today.
Well, capping means you're lying. If you cap, that means you lied.
But that's like back in the day, if you said something, I'd be like, oh, you're fronting, bro.
I'm not offended. I'm just clarifying. He needs to know that I will boycott the product when I feel like it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will nowadays. Especially, listen, those last few years of Raw, I promise you guys, I used to go and play basketball every Monday. I'm not going to lie. See, like, I would just leave, and I would come home, and it would still be on. And I'm like, oh, okay, how was it tonight? Eh. And that's what I would get for it. Yep. Going back to this, Sammy as IC is whack to me. I think Sammy's story was in the World Heavyweight Title Division as well. So there's a video of The Rock at Raw tonight. Take it with a grain of salt. Copy that.
Emily's with the scoops.
He is the scoopster. Triple H said that it's a new era of WWE. It's the Triple H era because Cody trademarked Renaissance era. Do you think we will see new matches that we never see before in WWE?
I love where you're going, Epic, but my question to you is, what have we not seen before? That's the question. I mean, you want to set the Hell in a Cell on fire? You know, it's kind of hard. But I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say, is it going to be – I think New Era probably lends itself more to new stars being built up. That's what I think.
I think so as well. I think it's going to take WWE some time. And, Sean, I saw one of our conversations in one of our Instagram groups, and I don't check Instagram too often, but I happened to pop my head in today. I'm not going to front. Triple H has not done a good job since he took over creative.
Thank
you. A lot
of
people.
Crystal.
I didn't say
this. Crystal, I'm saying her name because that's my sister and I can call out her name. Crystal, for those of you who have seen her on my show, on our show, on my channel, Crystal says Triple H is doing a great job. I'm like, whoa, he had a good night, buddy.
And I'll say this. The creative is better, but at the same time, just look at overall what has happened. What I'm going to put it the way me and Sean did the one night. What has Damage Control done? Someone tell me. What did Damage Control do?
I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're trying to say, bro.
When they debuted, what has Damage Control done? Give me their big highlights.
They won a couple of tag titles, and that's
pretty much. Did they?
Well, Dakota and EO won a tag title.
Were they the tag champs?
Yeah, they were the tag champs.
Briefly. Wow. Yeah. I don't even remember.
And forgettable, which is why you forgot about it. Mm-hmm. and now the Kabuki Warriors are tag team. They haven't accomplished much of anything, honestly.
And they were losing often. And I'm like, what's the purpose of this group? They were getting demolished by whomever was in the top spot. Like, I just don't. Triple H wasn't doing his best work. You can go back and find the show where we grade everybody. I can't remember what episode that is. I'll have to look that up because we've been referring back to that a lot. But go back, and we started – our first show was when Triple H took over. The first thing is Triple H on the cover of the first Clash of the Podcast episode one. Triple H is on the cover. That is the day he took over. Before this, we had our like precursor practice Clash of the Podcast show, which is when Vince was removed from power. This is what we're talking about. So
100, bro. 100.
So you can't say we haven't been watching it. We were just like, we were grading them. And we're like, yeah, C minus. C.
Yeah, nothing spectacular.
Maybe Bray we gave something a little higher to. But even then, we were like, I wish that we could piece this together so much better.
I wanna acknowledge. Golly, I gotta find another word for acknowledge because I've been using that word too much today.
Yeah, but, and if I start hearing pivot again, I'm going off because I can't hear that.
Bro,
you gotta pivot. Bro.
But I want to give a shout out to Vinny and McKinney for bringing up a really, really weird dynamic that took place on Saturday. I'm very religious, as you guys know. I'm not going to go on a long diatribe about religion. But we all know the significance of three upside down nines, right? I just don't understand, and I'm very happy that I'm not the only one who's crazy who thought about this. Vinny and McKinney brought it up, so I'll touch on it. You have two nights of WrestleMania. Why didn't you just have the match on day 6, 6, 7? I just don't understand. Now the longest reign in WWE Intercontinental history is going to be three upside down nines? What the heck were they thinking? Did nobody in the room pick up on that energy? Did nobody in the room pick up on the fact that it's going to be the upside down 999 day of the reign? Like, why the heck would they decide to? Conrad, help me out, bro. As clearly the more logical of the two of us.
I don't care. That's how I view it. I'm just like, okay. Maybe they were like, ha-ha, you know? I guess it just depends on if you're believing in any of that stuff. I don't care about any of it. Okay. It's weird. To me, Gunther's the man just because he ended Honky Tonk Man's streak. You know how I feel. So, I don't care. Very weird to do that, though. Like, I don't know if someone thought it was funny or I don't know. Sometimes you got a question, like, you have to see this, right? Right.
If you in creative, if Triple H and his team said the right time for Gunther to lose the Intercontinental Championship is at WrestleMania. Okay, that's cool, right? And maybe if WrestleMania was only one night, maybe that, I mean, you know what? We certainly can't wait till next WrestleMania. I'm sorry, guys. I know it's going to look weird and religious and off the rails, but we're doing. But you got two nights. Why didn't you do it on Sunday?
I couldn't tell you.
Nah, all right.
Maybe they knew they needed that, because imagine if that match wasn't on and you put the U.S. title match on. I think night one might be viewed as a stinker.
I guess you're right, bro.
For purposes of that.
But back to damage control. Damage control has been mediocre at best.
Guy Will Gamble reminding us that those women's tag titles are cursed as well. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, at this point, yeah. Triple H's booking is questionable. All I'm saying is a lot of people are out here like, Triple H is the best. And I'm like, dog, it's been fun, but let's not front out here in these streets either. Like, he always books greatness.
Yeah, that's just not true. That's just not true. Triple H is done. Like I said, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, Brother Conrad. If the former guy doing it was here, and you just go here, yeah, you're better, but that doesn't mean you're good.
It's a longevity thing. So let's see how he does, like you said, I think you mentioned it yesterday, to SummerSlam. Let's see what he's doing up until SummerSlam.
Gotcha.
Let's see. Because last year, he had the book. Because I saw Damian Priest as the carrier around the Money in the Bank, and I was just like, that's a weird choice. That was different, because I did not predict. I don't think we predicted him to win. I don't even remember who we picked now. But it wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
Yeah, we were all sitting there like, okay, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Just interesting. Let's switch over to the World Heavyweight Title stuff.
Yeah, here, man, let's do it.
What do we see happening here now that we've had the whole Drew McIntyre won the belt? He's in CM Punk's face. CM Punk's tired of the disrespect. He takes out the white socks with the church shoes and puts the boots to Drew McIntyre. Out comes Damian Priest, smashes him with the briefcase, choke slam, power bomb. Sean knows the name of the move.
The South of Heaven chokeslam.
There you go. He went down. This is our new World Heavyweight Champion on Monday Night Raw.
Another big victory for Triple H and creative. Next year is a different year, right? But for right now, Triple H and creative has restored the importance of Money in the Bank. It's been a bad couple of years for that briefcase, but WWE got it right, and now we're back on track with the Money in the Bank actually meaning something. And I think Damian Priest did a good job of the cash-in. We'll see what kind of champion he is. And now we have a champion. I'm going to throw Jey Uso out there. I'm not being a mark for Jey Uso. So I'm going to name other names. Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, Gunther, many people that now we have a champion. No disrespect to Damian Priest, but he's not an untouchable champion. So maybe we'll have opportunities to see some new champions crown moving in the next few months.
here's the thing, and I'll say this about the Jey Uso thing versus Damian Priest. I felt like they worked to make Damian Priest get into this spot and into that position when, and this is going to be me sticking up for what Sean's saying, you don't have to work that hard with Jey Uso. It's there for you. The reaction is there. He just needs that little boost from you, and there you go. Right. You got something. And right. Shaw's not even saying give him the world title. He's like, right. Give him something.
Give him something.
But we'll have to see. What up, E? I see that you have joined the chat as well.
What up, E?
Vinny says Triple H gets praise because he isn't Vince.
I think that's true. Yep.
I think he's on the honeymoon period that I've referred to with AEW. Where it's everything is great, mm-hmm. everything is lovely, until my favorite superstar has complained about Triple H and what he's been doing behind the scenes creatively. And this sucks. I can't believe they didn't use me. I'm going somewhere else. And then how could you mess up? Insert your favorite wrestler's name here. How could you mess this up? And then I think maybe the mood changes a little bit.
Deanna, I love it. I just don't want to see Jey turn heel off the strength of that, but I love your idea.
Is this way down? Jay versus Sammy for that.
Yeah, I love the idea. I just don't want it to cost Jay his baby face dumb.
Yeah, because that could, as we've said, it could spell disaster as well for Jey Uso because he's there right now. There's really not, what are you going to complain about with Jey Uso? We'll see what they do. BJ says, from all of my years learning and reading and watching wrestling, I've somewhere come along that Triple H is not a man of faith. Right. So he might have not thought anything about the day. Yeah.
Let me appeal to you, BJ. And this is coming from a place of me knowing that you're a smart guy. Even if he's not, and this is for you too, Conrad, but BJ specifically, even if he's not, shouldn't you have you read a book? Have you not seen or heard that number ever spoken before in your entire life?
I'm not going to comment because I don't want to talk about Triple H's reading abilities after the
being facetious
about did you hear what I said, though? After his comments at the Royal Rumble press conference, I'm not going to comment about his reading abilities.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant that. I hope you knew I wasn't being...
No. Yeah,
okay. But no. Yes, I feel you on that.
He chooses to read what he wants to read and talks about what he wants to talk about, and I'll leave it at that.
Fair enough. But I will say this, BJ, and I think you being a smart guy, you would agree with this. Even if he's not religious, you have to have heard of that number before, and you would have to know that the millions and millions of Christians in the world and the millions and millions of Muslims in the world and the million and millions of Buddhists in the world would probably be uncomfortable with that number. Just even if you're looking at it from a business standpoint. Is that fair?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that lends itself to the land of superstitions or whatever, but whatever.
Okay. All right.
Like, no, but I don't think about it, but I know the significance of it and what someone might think, though.
Right. I mean, to me, and now you have a situation where it's like, I mean, every time, now this is me, now I admit, this is just Sean being Sean, okay? I'm not saying this is the right way to think, but now forever, like, every time you Wikipedia Intercontinental Championship, every time you look it up in the history books, every time it's talked about, that's the number of days? Good Lord.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, WrestleMania is 2 days, for God's sake. Just do it on Sunday, please.
I'm going through the comments some more here. Yeah, I actually like that we're giving it to the people for this one. This might be a new segment we have to do. If we review like a show, Sean, we might have to let the people kind of flow with us here for a
minute. Yeah, let's go.
Trips is nice by the book booking, but Tony books matches I want to watch over and over again. WBD is hurting them by not giving them the tab on Max. I think that's coming down to dollars and cents on both sides, and that'll get worked out soon. BJ, he got married in the church with Steph. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Steph's a Catholic Christian.
I got nothing on
that. No,
I can't remember if they
yeah,
are.
I'm
they
just throwing it out. I don't know for sure. But yeah, I think because I'm kind of, I feel what Vinny's saying. I also feel what BJ's saying about, you know, they could have got married in the church. That doesn't necessarily mean that Triple H is religious, though.
Right. I don't think they thought about it like we do, but it's just weird. Triple H hasn't been perfect, but we all know if Gomez was in control, the Brooklyn Brawler and Gobbledygooker would have been at WrestleMania 40.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to say with that either. I don't think he thought of it, but I wish they had him lose on Sunday. I don't know who he
and then is. And then Michael Cole Conrad. See, one thing about you, you're not the most churchy person in the world, but you're in some ways like, you know,
I'll tell people this. I went to Catholic school. I used to help teach at church, and then I got older and
right. What I'm saying is not going there. I'm simply saying that you have a lot of respect. You're irrespectful in that regard. That's all I'm saying. And that's where I'm going to leave it. But it's like, just do it on Sunday.
Sean would have been giving that show a D. Triple H would have been crying if he saw that.
And then Michael Cole, I mean, he's just doing his job. Michael Cole says, the 660-day reign is over. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, why didn't you do it on Sunday?
BJ coming in too. I thought that the first time I saw Punishment Martinez, aka Damian Priest, I thought that Gomez would love that guy from the voice, the height, the agility. Dude was what they wanted. Touche. Touche. Let me see here. E going through listed some of the classic matches booked in AEW. I acknowledge Samantha Irvin as a BA ring announcer. Not only you, Matt Lopez, but also Michael Buffer. Did you see that? Gave her a compliment on Twitter.
Yeah, that doesn't mean she's better than Michael Buffer.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You said she was better than Michael Buffer.
No. Listen, Michael Buffer, to me, I don't count Michael Buffer in wrestling announcers because he doesn't announce a full card. Michael Buffer's greatness status was already there. Then I had to.
You think because we threw some religious talk in here that my mind is all messed up? I heard what you said.
Yeah. I just don't give Michael Buffer, like, he's like part-time wrestling announcer. He did the Royal Rumble, what, twice? Maybe once?
No, you're not going to do that. You're about to make me mad. He was in WCW since 1993.
But
1993.
That's fine. But he always did the main events, right? Did he do the whole shows?
He did a couple of whole shows.
Oh, you're too good to announce Superstar JL.
Wow.
You're too good.
Wow.
I'm not saying. I'm
so being Michael Buffer's supposed to introduce Joey Flamingo versus Johnny B. Bad? Well,
first off, Scotty Flamingo was
ready. Scotty Flamingo, excuse me.
And we're going to put some respect on Scotty Flamingo. He was pretty good.
He's Raven, so yes, he was pretty good.
His feud with Brian Pillman was great for the light heavyweight title. I'm fronting. But
anyway, my point is this, brother. Okay, at the end of the day, you don't disrespect somebody and call somebody a part-timer when they did every pay-per-view since 1993.
But one match on the card.
Whatever.
I just it's hard for me. To me, he's one of the best announcers ever, period. Hear me out.
Okay.
I will always say I had the argument with Rob always over the Bruce Buffer thing in him. And I'm like, nah, without Michael Buffer, I don't think there is a Bruce Buffer. But that's just us going back and forth.
Yeah.
When I'm talking wrestling, full-time wrestling ring announcers, you're not getting over Howard Finkel. If I hear the "and new," I get the chills from Howard. "And new."
Yes, sir.
And when I hear him doing the Royal Rumble rules announcements, I love it. I still got Justin Roberts at number two. I know that's an acquired taste. Some people disagree with me on that. But Samantha's creeping up in there. I think is like one of my favorites. I like her a lot.
Samantha Irvin, in a very short time, has climbed into the top five of professional ring announcers in history. That's as far as I'll go.
Right.
She's not better than David Michael Capetta.
That's a classic too. I am a fan of Capetta. Who's the other one? David Penzer. E trying to get me in trouble. Cut it out, E, telling people the truth. Actually, Dub, co-signing too. I see you. BJ said, I agree with Sean. From a booking perspective, if you're going to give someone that number on a reign.
See? Now BJ's putting on his promoter creative hat with that one.
Right? Now someone needs to break Gunther's reign.
Yes, now. Yes. Now I want Sammy to never lose the title. Sammy has to now be champion for, what is it, 2 years?
Bro, we're going to be old and gray the next time this gets
broken. I know, right? No. But now it's like, it's like, okay, Sammy, lose it to Jay tonight so Jay can hold it for 3 years, please.
They're talking about the number of days that he was champion. He came in the middle of this.
Yeah, it's all good. E, you're a smart guy. It's certainly not 69. It's a number that starts with six.
Okay, Vinny peeped that he said Triple H wore a cross at Survivor Series. I believe he has faith.
There you go.
Epic. So what's going to happen now to the bloodline?
So he has faith. He's just an idiot.
Could be. Like I said, don't read. I don't know. So what's going to happen now with the bloodline? Now that Roman's will take time off TV, there could be ways to communicate that.
I mean, Roman, I think Roman should be attacked tonight and then go on hiatus and come back as a babyface. That's what I think. I think Paul Heyman and the bloodline should turn on Roman Reigns tonight. And then Roman should go on hiatus because of the injuries of the attack, quote unquote, for people listening in audio, and then come back as a babyface.
I have a question.
Sure.
Normally, I don't ask questions in the middle of this, but then who does the attack? And then after that, who leads the bloodline? Because you're going to have months now where someone's going to have to carry this on television. Is it just Heyman coming out with them and leading them? Does Heyman side with them? Does Heyman side with Roman?
All The Rock has to do, the answer to the question is The Rock. All The Rock has to do, because I understand he's going to be around a little longer, he has to show up once a month, do a once a month promo. Jimmy and Solo and maybe a surprise person can do the heavy lifting. And on a weekly basis, Paul Heyman can do the talking. Easy peasy, 1, 2, 3. Roman Reigns gets beat up tonight, goes, leaves the, beat up, leaves television until July if they have to. I want to see him more often, but that's me being selfish. And then comes back as the hero, comes back as the babyface, and takes out The Rock at SummerSlam.
Interesting. I don't mind Roman turning face. I don't know if I would do it so fast, because they have the option of, so I've heard some people already say, well, maybe it's going to be Cody Roman rematch SummerSlam. I feel like we know where that's going to go. If I see that pop up, we know what's happening with that.
This is why you're paid the big bucks, Conrad. I say that tongue in cheek, but I mean that in a joking way, but a serious way. You're thinking the right way. I agree that with your assessment. I do think, though, that this is what brings me back to why I say pump your brakes on Triple H, the greatest promoter of all time, because 9 times out of 10, that's the route we're going to go.
Right. So you just have to be, you just got to be careful how you book things.
Yeah.
Prince Rockstar said, I'm here to ruin the Cody party.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness, man. My goodness. I'm just trying to jump around here. James from Pro Wrestler Shoots in the house. Make sure I put you guys over here in the chat.
What up, James? Always a pleasure, my guy.
Always.
We want you for July 5th or August 1st, man. Let me know.
James has mentioned, did they mention WrestleMania 41 location?
Nope.
Not officially. But right, I can tell you
that I'm definitely going if it's in Vegas. It's done.
Well, let me tell you this. I think I mentioned to you the location privately yesterday.
Yes, you did.
But I'll say this. If you're a fan of the NFL and you're a fan of the Vikings team, you may want to plan around there is what I'll just say for now. I'll keep it.
And I'm putting you on Front Street in front of the world and saying, you better get yourself together because we're going.
Maybe. 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 McKinney said, and he only did the main event because Michael Buffer was the best at boxing. Samantha Irvin is the new voice of WWE announcing, and she cemented her legacy at WrestleMania 40, especially when Cody won. She was very emotional there. We were arguing over was that Brandy or her talking for a second.
I mean, this is where I'm going to leave it. Samantha Irvin is really, really, really good. Let's just pump the brakes on putting her in the Hall of Fame. Can we do that? And I say that because, and no, nobody said, I never said he's going into the Hall. But when you say somebody's the best ever, that means you think she's Hall of Fame. Let's give her another year or two in the business before we start saying she's the greatest of all time, okay? Let's just take it easy.
Sami Zayn holds the title for 69 days instead. This sounds like some booking of the previous regime. You know what that means? Not a good idea.
I don't know. Gamble's a smart. I don't know if Gamble's being like, clearly he's trying to be funny, and he is funny, but like the number's not. Am I missing something, Conrad? Maybe I'm the dummy here. Like the number's not 69 that I'm talking about.
No, but he's just said he's like they're probably backstage like, let's give him the belt for 69 days. That'll be funny.
Oh, like to make oh well in that case, yeah, because WWE's more okay, Gamble. I got you. WWE's they're morons. We agree.
T Ferg, welcome. Are we going to see MJF tonight or is it confirmed he signed with AEW? How about Starks or Hobbs? I think Ricky Starks wants out. This is Conrad's personal opinion. I think Ricky wants out of AEW. Did you see how hard he was cheering last night?
Yep.
You don't think when Tony Khan sees him, he's going to be like, betrayal, betrayal. Yep. I'm saying that. Y'all better take it as a joke and back me up when I say this online, because every time I see wrestlers together after the Punk interview and the whole, yeah, they saw it as betrayal that I went to Raw and I was sitting backstage. Is that not betrayal to you then?
Right.
But right. Whatever. I just think Ricky wants out. I don't know. That's just me talking. Hobbs, I don't know how Hobbs feels. Maybe he feels like they could do something with him. And MJF. MJF cannot leave AEW. If he does, that'll send AEW down a spiral, down the drain of bad things happening, because it looks really bad for the company. The dude you invested all that time in, the guy that you gave a bigger contract to after Double or Nothing. People don't want to remember that stuff, but it looks really bad if he's like, you know what? Thanks for the millions. I'm out. Mm-hmm. Peace. Appreciate you. I'm pretty sure he signed to AEW, though. That's just me talking. I know people want to fantasy book that, but I just can't see it. Roman will be the biggest babyface in the company. Could be. They might get the babyface they've always wanted. People are saying solo attacks. This is what's happening. Joel says, why tonight? Isn't Roman on SmackDown?
Hashtag what draft?
Thank you.
Please. Isn't he on SmackDown? Give me a people show up on whatever show they want.
I acknowledge this guy for that right there. That was good.
Come on now. Please.
Who cares? There's a draft coming up, guys. Everybody can go everywhere now.
Please. It doesn't matter. Drafted to SmackDown this week, on Raw the next week. No problem.
And then as soon as that happens, Adam Pearce shows up. I invited you to this show tonight and you did this.
Exactly.
And then they're back next week.
Judgment Day, like I said on Conrad and Derek's show last night, Judgment Day, it shows up by accident on SmackDown. Meanwhile, they have a full decked out locker room waiting for him.
If you believe that. Gomar. I wish Rob was here. Me and Rob used to do it when Edge was the leader of it. You think you know me? You never did.
Never did.
Take it easy, Edge. Take it easy. Roman turning face and Roman and Cody versus it could be that. Rock versus Cody at SummerSlam. That would be an interesting matchup, I think, that people would want to see. Because Rock put him down at night one. Like he basically did. Was like, yeah, nah, not tonight.
He did.
Let's see here. yo, XGW and E talking about how many audiobooks Triple H has had. Y'all gotta chill.
Wow.
Do one podcast with Derek and Hub just burying folks like Triple H.
Oh my god.
Your step, but I don't know about the Hall of Famer.
I like Samantha Irving a lot. How long has she been in the company? For goodness sake. I'm saying she'll get there. I'm not gonna give her a Hall of Fame jacket or ring, and she's been doing it for just give her. Howard Finkel did it for 1,000 years, bro. Her time.
You know where E's joke is from?
No, I know what he's. I know what he's saying, but there's no. But one thing about E, he's being funny, but he's also being semi-serious too.
Yes, that's the CM Punk.
Yeah.
You don't think he lays in bed? I don't know, Steph. I just don't think he's got it.
But I don't think I'm Triple H-ing it up, man. She's amazing, but like, give it a little more time before we start putting a jacket on her, please.
Quill said, hashtag what draft, what brand split. We're going to add hashtag what rankings for AEW.
There you go.
I don't know what this is anymore. Guy Will Gamble said, got to chill for a minute, build the promotion around Swerve and the workhorse talent that they have. Got to be ready, too, though, when it's time to leap at someone. TK, you mad at Punk, but you finna bank your show on his image and name to get views. Pathetic. Is this the time where we roll here? Do we roll into it?
Yeah, that's a perfect segue.
Yeah, sorry, Seth and that Shield faction ain't happening, Epic. I'll give you that one real quick now.
Oh, hashtag, by the way, before we transition, hashtag Seth Rollins deserves better. Seth Rollins just got beat up all weekend. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I don't know. After they did try to show, like, the whole what happened with Seth, he went out on his Shield for the fam, I guess. Congratulations, Seth. You played yourself because he's walking out with the gold. All right? You played yourself.
You put your body on the line all weekend and Cody's the one who gets fireworks. Great job, Seth.
Yeah, and here I'm gonna put it like this. I'm gonna give my props to the shout out to all the indies that did WrestleMania weekend shows. I know GCW, Hog, Wrestling Revolver. You insert the names, they were out there in these streets and they were 100. Doing their thing. Good for them. Big shout out to Ring of Honor. If you didn't watch, Mark Briscoe became the Ring of Honor World Champion, and I'm going to have a key word here for what I'm going to say.
Give it to me.
It's probably going to be a problem for a lot of things. Well, we know that some Ring of Honor talents got released. There was some scuttlebutt, we'll say, over the releases. And why did they happen, Sean? Why did they do this? Why did they release these 10 names? Dasha was the one I was surprised by because I thought she did a heck of a job on Collision. Tony Khan spent money on a song for Mark Briscoe for this show. They said it cost the amount of a wrestler's salary. You say that after you released people. You gotta be smarter than that, Tony. Not cool, bro. And Tony likes to take shots at WWE for doing things, but he doesn't remember when it's time for it to roll the other way. He just said this in September, y'all.
Right.
It's only been a couple months. It's been a few months. You got to watch what you say because it comes back to haunt you. And I'm here to bring it up. Oh, no, not Mr. AEW getting all upset about Tony Khan. Yep. Yep. I'm going to stick up for him a little bit here, too, but I'm going to argue a lot of points about this with Tony Khan.
First, I say Jay Russell's a bad neck. Now you talk about Tony Khan. What is going on here? It's like the Twilight Zone.
Who said that?
I did.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely weird. Definitely weird. I told you yesterday, Jesse was wearing a CM Punk shirt. I'm wearing a Cody shirt. Dude, so it's this image. This popped up in between night one and night two of WrestleMania.
Oh, my God.
The Young Bucks will present backstage footage from All In London and we'll discuss for the first time. This is all because CM Punk did the MMA Hour with Ariel Helwani. If you're not an MMA fan, it's really not even an MMA show. It's Ariel Helwani talking with people, but he's known for MMA journalism. So it's what it is. And I've had choice words for Ariel Helwani. I thought what he did to Tony Khan before was kind of unprofessional and kind of jerky, too.
Jerky is putting it very lightly.
Yeah. Sean, why are we talking about CM Punk on a show that will never have a payoff for talking about CM Punk? Because you're mad at what he said in this? Do you feel like you have to prove yourself at some point in time with the things that Punk said? How'd the interview make you feel first, I guess?
I don't think the interview was that bad. I think CM Punk told the truth. I think he told the truth about Vince McMahon, too. I don't think CM Punk threw AEW under the bus. CM Punk, and you know I call out CM Punk for being inappropriate at times. CM Punk was very professional and to me came across very articulate and very well-spoken and very respectful. I had zero issue with his interview.
I think Punk saying things, and I'm going to say this, I had issues with some of the things he had said.
Okay, well maybe I missed something because it seemed like he was fair across the board.
Loses moral high ground. This is just a funny one. Maybe it was supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, but Punk loses moral high ground when he says things like, yeah, Jack Perry got in my face and said blah, 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 whatever he said to him. And I could have punched him in the face. I thought I was doing the professional thing, and I choked him a little bit. you don't say stuff like that.
Okay.
CM Punk putting his hands on anybody is out of the question. Mm-hmm. Also, from that interview, we learned Brawlout's under an NDA, but Punk said it's not an NDA because of me. Huh?
Right.
Interesting. I could make assumptions. I'll save those for off air if you ever want to know what I think one of these.
I do want to. I definitely want to know. Yeah.
There was stuff that it came up. Apparently, Punk called Tony Khan a clown. How would you expect him to not feel that way after if what he said was true? You told me I brought up an issue to you. You didn't take care of it. I bring up another issue to you. You didn't take care of it. If it's to be believed that CM Punk got fined for calling Hangman Page a peg warmer, why didn't you fine anybody else for the stuff that they do?
Right.
This stuff doesn't make sense to me. And then when he calls Tony out for being a boss, that's the day he decides to release people. I'm sure it's a coinky dink, or they were going to do that already because they're signing such big talent contracts that you can't just keep people around for the whole deal.
You're spending too much money. You got to cut costs somewhere.
But the issue with a lot of stuff here, and apologies, I did not know that my stuff was on.
So unprofessional, Conrad.
I apologize.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I apologize, folks.
Oh, my God. I'm kidding.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
The issue with Tony Khan and AEW, the word is communication, period, at the end of the day. You don't communicate with your talent when their contracts are up. That's been an issue from the beginning. Tony needs to find someone who's going to be a good talent relations, a good, what's it called, the Axeman, basically. You need a JR. I got to deliver the bad news to you. People can always, back in the day, have been like, I'm so upset with JR. I can't believe he said. JR ain't the one giving you the bad news. And I always never understood when people be like, well, Gomez liked me. Gomez didn't like you because he could have kept you. Because it's his money. It was his company.
Hello?
Well, you would hear foolishness like that all the time. So, Tony, you have to communicate that. Tony, you didn't communicate with CM Punk or the Elite when they were suspended. What? What? Punk said that he had to go get his own people for the surgeries when he tore his triceps in AEW. Why? Why is there not a communication process if he's hurt? It doesn't matter if he's suspended. Take care of the person. He got hurt on your property, on your time. Come on now. Like I don't know. Sean, you can just tell me if I'm bugging about any of this.
I don't think you're bugging. I think you're being a business-minded individual. I'm taking a little bit more casual than you are. I was looking for CM Punk to humiliate AEW, to disrespect AEW, to disrespect Tony Khan, to call Jungle Boy and Hangman Page out of their names. He never did that. And he talked about his new boss's father-in-law very candidly and very honestly. So for me, I'm kind of holding on to that and saying, yo, CM Punk, to me, I guess the best way to put it, CM Punk went out there and was a man on Ariel's show. And I have no problem with a man being a man and telling the truth. If there was anything that was untrue about what CM Punk said, then that would be something different. I think CM Punk, he didn't put any extra sauce on it. He said what he felt. He said that there were things that were right, there were things that were wrong. He even acknowledged his own stuff. Maybe I could have done some things better. But when he, and I'm really focusing on this part, when he called out his boss's father-in-law about that scandal and saying, yo, you got what you deserve, paraphrasing, that to me, all bets are off. CM Punk was honest, truthful, and respectful. Even in the midst of saying some things that might have been deemed disrespectful, I have zero issues with what CM Punk, and that's weird for me. I've always said CM Punk needs to grow up and be a man. CM Punk, Phil Brooks was a man in that interview, and I have zero issue with anything he said.
I don't understand what this is going to serve at the end of the day.
AEW are freaking... Let me tell you something, Conrad, and I told you this off the air. If AEW... does what they're advertising. This has to be a joke, Conrad. This has to be like Ted Turner versus Vince in 96.
The behind Huckster the scenes. And the Nacho Man.
Yeah, this has to be that, bro. There's no way that they're really going to document this situation on Dynamite on Wednesday. It cannot, because it'd be the most ridiculous thing ever.
It's the, I challenge Vince McMahon to a fight on pay-per-view. And I'm
there you go. There you go.
Nobody ever believed he was coming. I don't want to burst people's bubbles. If you did, if you watched those DVDs, history is written by the winners. I just want y'all to know, go back and do your own research to find out what really happened, because right. people do not tell the truth in those documentaries and stuff when right. it comes to it. Let me go to the chat here, because there's a bunch of comments coming in I'm interested to see. BJ said, WWE and Punk can make jabs and say what they want on their shows where that's not the purpose, and it's laughed and it's fine, but AEW does it and TK needs to be bigger, or this is pathetic. Eye roll. Make it make sense. I've never had an issue with them taking a shot back, BJ. To me, this isn't what is showing this going to do?
Not a thing.
You should have put this out when you did the whole... You fired CM Punk publicly in Chicago. You tried to embarrass him first. And I said this from the beginning, Sean. The letter they put up, that was enough. CM Punk will not be here anymore. I've made a decision to remove CM Punk from this roster for cause. Whatever he said in the letter. The letter was fine. He did not have to get out on that stage and then come out there and say it, or record a video beforehand and say, I have removed CM Punk for cause. Terrible, shameful. You embarrassed him doing that.
I think you stumbled is the wrong word, because stumble would imply that you accidentally fell into what you just said. I think that you very expertly and probably unknowingly stepped into the 100% fact of what's going to go on Wednesday. If this goes on Wednesday, you just said it. I don't think you heard yourself say it, but I'm saying that you said it. Maybe this is Tony Khan's way of proving that he wasn't a complete loser for doing what he did on that stage last night, that night. That's the only thing. You just said that. That's your theory, right? I'm going with that. Maybe this is Tony Khan saying, remember when y'all thought I was a complete loser for stepping on stage and saying CM Punk threatened my life? I'm going to show you that that was the truth.
Even if he does, that doesn't still stop what CM Punk said as well.
Right.
And I'm going to get Joel, chat. I'm glad you guys brought that up, because I have another point to make about this. And this is the preview from this. Wait till we talk about it on Wednesday. The point that I'm trying to make with this thank you. The point I'm trying to make with this is, even if it all happened the way he did, I am the older brother of someone. Sibling Sean, you? I don't think we were talking about this. Are you the oldest? Do you have siblings?
Newly found, honestly. That's a story for another day.
Another day. Yeah. But I have weird stories like that too, trust me. But I have siblings that I lived with. My brother's been on the show. My sister has not, but my sister was here recently.
Nice.
And my sister will tell you, and she was talking about WrestleMania on her Facebook today, which was crazy. She was like, I watched it. I can't believe all these people watch wrestling, and it was interesting last night. But when we were kids, the room I'm recording in, this used to be her room when we were kids. This is a family house. And coming from that, dog, if we got into a fight and she yelled, yo, this dude's about to hit me and I haven't done anything, my parents would come and be like, what's your problem? And I'm like, what do you mean, what's my problem? She knew that if she said that, blah, blah, blah. But there were also times if you said something and I could get you, it's on.
There you go.
And they would poke and prod. I think that's what happened here. And Joel and ML, Matt Lopez says Jungle Boy's about to join the Elite. I don't not think that for a second. This has been a big work, and Meltzer and all them could try to portray it like, no, they told me it was real, that Tony was really mad at him. Sure, bud. Sure thing. That's why he didn't remove him. He could have saved all that money and saved those 10 people with that again. Don't insult my intelligence.
There you
TK
go.
Jerked him back and threw Shivani under the bus. Let's go back to how this whole situation happened, right? Jungle Boy wanted to do a spot where he was going to bust a window on Collision. CM Punk was sitting backstage. Tony Schiavone comes up to him and says, hey, there's an issue with this. And we all know CM Punk was a consultant for Tony Khan now. That's where he was getting paid extra money to give Tony ideas. Jungle Boy wants to do this spot. And he was like, nah, man. Not saying nothing to him. He's friends with them. He's probably not even supposed to be here, is what my understanding was, because we're going to split the rosters and save the day. That's right. Not going to work,
Punk. Not going to work.
And they did it anyway, Sean. So yeah. He does all that. He's like, please, 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 I need you. It's the Punk story with Shivani. Okay, Jack, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And he was like, I thought it would be a really cool spot with the pipe if we bust the window. This is a rental car. You don't do that. Because Sean and me have been around long enough to know wrestlers in rental cars has a very bad history.
There you go.
Of what happens in it. Wardlow getting robbed recently. Stupid stuff. You don't mess around with rental cars because they get mad. And they're like, yeah, don't rent to wrestlers anymore.
Exactly.
Punk warns about that. He said, if you want to do that stupid stuff, you go ahead and do your thing. Story gets leaked out. Jungle Boy presumes it's Punk. So he's on the pre-show. He comes up. He hits him with the, yeah, buddy, real glass, cry me a river.
What a dummy.
He walks around and says that. And he just cost Tony Khan $5 million. I repeat, $5 million, if you believe that's what Punk's contract was worth. Wow. You went and did that, and then he goes through the glass, and Punk knew that was a shot at him. Why didn't Tony Schiavone go get Tony Khan?
Good point.
Why did you go to Punk instead of Khan? Because Tony Khan doesn't do anything. He doesn't communicate. This is the problem. This is it for AEW. They're starting to, and I'm sorry, Sean, piss me off single week.
Come on, bro.
Doing this. Yeah. Stop the crap. I gave you praise for the last 5 weeks. You should have kept it moving. Then you're going to trot out Adam Copeland on TV. You think you know me. Do. Hey, guys, we should be more positive in wrestling. How about you promote it yourselves as well? Instead, this is being negative. You're bringing this full circle again. And now, when you take those shots, you can't be mad if Punk takes shots back again. And I'm sure he knows more stories than that. And you could have everyone go on there and be, rah, 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 we're positive. WWE's going to be petty, and they've got the ball in their court right now. Oh, you need to figure out how to be better than them. And I think where they're lacking is you have to get your storylines in place so that you can make people care more about yours. AEW's got the better wrestling hands down, in my opinion. You ain't touching them in the ring. What you need to do is write better stories than them. Maybe that involves getting more backstage stuff into it so that you could get people's like feelings in. Part of what made the Bloodline storyline great was the backstage sit-downs on the couch with Sammy and Roman. That's what told some of the story for them. Maybe you need to incorporate that in. I don't know. I'm not saying that you have to be WWE. What I'm saying is take a look at stuff that works, and if you think you can make it work for you, do it. Do it. Tony, if you don't want to be the guy who's going to be the bad guy, then get someone to be the bad guy for you, and you just front the money, and you do the jobs that you want to do then. Well, but you cannot continue to bring up this stuff. You can't do stuff like this and expect all your AEW fans to support it. This is garbage, and if you do this, that's fine. I told Rob this, and I'm going to stand on this. I don't care if CM Punk throws a punch at him and then locks him in a headlock without talking to him. It's over. It already happened. I don't care. There's nothing you can tell me that's going to switch my mind about this. I'm kicking it to Sean after this because I don't know what else to say. The all-in footage can show whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. CM Punk looked free after that. He walked out on this night. He left. Goodbye. Kaput. It's over, in my opinion. I don't see a need to rehash this. I don't see what it's going to prove. And you're trying to draw people into matches and stuff like that that people care about. What's the payoff with CM Punk? Even if you make him look bad, what's the payoff? On to you, Sean. Whatever you think about this.
I'm just going to say, Conrad, the same thing I said to you off the air. There's just no way this is real. I mean, when I watch Wednesday, and this is what they wanted for us to watch, right? When I watch Wednesday, so congratulations in that regard, to see what's going to happen, I'm hoping, I'm praying that this is a old WCW, WWE spoofy kind of deal. I hope so. Like an old TNA even kind of deal where they did the spoofs and the skits. This cannot be real. This cannot be Renee Paquette sitting there on director's chairs with Matt and Nick Jackson looking at monitors and going over unseen footage from All In. This cannot be what that is. It just can't, because it would be the stupidest most juvenile thing you could possibly do. So I'm holding on to that, and I'm probably wrong, but I'm holding on to the fact that this has to be a skit or a spoof. That's what I'm hoping for.
I just do not understand. I'm trying to go through the comments here. McKinney says, at this point in time, TK is going to have to cut a few more people to make ends meet, and this man is talking about spending more money on free agents. Who's left? There's always going to be free agents, though, McKinney. There's going to be people who people have been talking about for years that haven't gotten a shot for whatever reason.
Can I say something else, too, by the way?
Go ahead.
And can I tell you how they pigeonhole themselves? I just thought about this just now. You can tell me I'm wrong or right. And if it is a spoof, that's a disappointment now, too, because now people are looking for real footage. So it's like I'm saying it better be a spoof. It better be a skit, because doing real stuff is going to make you look like an idiot. But now that you boxed yourself in, if it is a spoof, people are going to be mad about that, too.
And Sean, how do you feel if you're Mark Briscoe? Swerve. This is Swerve's time. This is Swerve's moment. Samoa Joe as the champion. Talk about them. Make the wrestling matter. BJ brought this up before. Why is drama the thing that has to surround you when it's the big pay-per-view weekends? I don't care about your drama anymore, bro. Do what you do in the ring. Make me care about the people in the ring. And that's when I'm invested. I'm like, dude, I got to get a Swerve shirt now so I can support Swerve. He's about to become the champ. That's my guy right there. I love Swerve. Or I'm rooting for Joe. Joe's my guy. But instead, we're sitting here and we're talking about juvenile drama BS.
You need to put your effort into making Dynasty better. A little side note, because I don't want to take too much time. Why is Mercedes Moné not on this card?
I believe she's injured. If she's not wrestling again, I think she's still not cleared.
Okay, well, if she's injured, then that's the only logical explanation, because other than that, they should be trying to make Dynasty the best pay-per-view. And I know this sounds like hyperbole, so forgive me in advance. They should be trying to, but I mean this one, but they should be trying to make AEW Dynasty the biggest pay-per-view in the history of their company. Because WWE just knocked it out the box. I gave the whole weekend a B+. So to me, that's a win. So they need to come back with something heavy right now.
Touche. Did Kenny and the Bucks get fined for the FCM Punk chance on BTE? No. Nothing happened to them. But
nothing ever happens to them.
Yeah. Per cause due to you choking a co-worker. So I get that part. And, dude, don't think CM Punk's off the hook with me. I would have been upset with him, too. I'm like, dude, you cannot keep putting your hands on people, bro. Like, it's just not a good look. And eventually someone's family, the Jackson family, might show up here with pipes and they're coming to beat you down. I can't have that. But Tony should have made them sit down and talk. And what's that C word that I keep using? Communication.
Communication and control.
Ooh, another C word. You got to make sure that you, he could have stopped this in 2022. Yep. He could have said, Hangman, don't ever do something like that again on my television or you're out of here. Never happened. Why, Tony?
Well, I know why. It's because he didn't want to lose anyone. See, TK, I think, is in a bad spot. I'm not making excuses for him. He's been really subpar in his managerial skills. But I think TK is in a major issue right now, is that he feels like he can't afford to lose anyone because WWE is going to win. Newsflash, WWE is already winning. Just do you, bro. Just do you. Stop worrying about what's happening on USA. Worry about what's happening on TBS.
Right. Try to get that media rights deal that's coming up. And all the people who worry about the numbers and stuff like that, who cares? Who cares? They're in the top three on cable on Wednesday. Good for them. Choking. Let me go back to this. Per cause due to you choking a coworker, I get that part. CM Punk totally had a grievance, but he didn't handle it well. But he did say, you won't like how I handle it. So TK is to blame 85%. He put a percentage on it. Did Kenny and the Bucks get fined for the bite spot? Immature jackasses didn't do anything when Punk was swinging in the locker room. A bunch of reality girl chicks throwing martinis. Petty. Unless it's 100% alarming, egregious, and shows Punk to be in a complete lie, it's not a good move to go this far. BJ, you're correct. And even then, if there's no audio of what was said between him and Jack Perry, that doesn't mean nothing.
It's still hearsay otherwise.
Correct. Punk said he said something to me, and I was like, yo, I got to lock you up for that, bro. You know what I mean? It's what
if
it
he
is.
Has. This is strictly doing nothing but, you know, looking at it from a hypothetical standpoint. If they have audio of CM Punk saying, yo, I'm going to, like, shoot you, then, you know what, maybe, okay. But in that case, even then, why are you waiting till now? You're doing it as part of this. To me, you know what this is just like to me? This is nothing but a Leslie, well-done Brian Pillman, Steve Austin in their house with a gun. More poorly done. And by the way, that was very distasteful back in 1996. So you're going to bring up all this real life stuff. Again, I'm going to stop. It has to be a joke. I'm sticking to that, Conrad. TK cannot be that stupid.
We were questioning reading skills earlier. I don't know, bro. Yeah. I don't know. And BJ wanted to clarify the remark wasn't towards everybody, but he is tired of seeing people stick their noses up at this one 24 hours before they were retweeting jabs made by Punk and Triple H. Punk's got grievances, and this is who CM Punk is. If you wrong him, be prepared because he's going to give you the smoke. You either choose to ignore it or you fight back. Tony is thinking to fight back, but I'm going to say this. At Corey B. Elite and at the Two Sweet Pod, I'll give you a little shout out there.
There you go.
There's no way to win here. Even if Punk is a complete liar, there's no way to capitalize and pay off on it. Remember who Jungle Boy is, folks. This is the same guy who disrespected Billy Gunn that says he gets angry about a bunch of destroyers. And remember what Billy Gunn's kids said? Oh, yeah. We'd be on they said something about being on the shows, and they were like, yeah, maybe if you guys worked a little bit harder, you guys would be on the shows too. He was like, yeah, maybe if we went out drinking with the boss all night, we'd be on the show too.
Wow. See?
So Jungle Boy's not some innocent party to all of this. I believe the Gun Club when they wrote that. I think it was true. And then they deleted it right after because I'm sure they were told to. But not a good look. Tony needs to be careful and not slander Punk. Hey, that might be the same on the other side. I thought Punk was talking a little too freely on that podcast where I'm like, ooh, I thought there were NDAs and stuff in place here, but maybe not. Maybe Punk knew what he was doing.
I'd be hard-pressed to think that CM Punk didn't have a sound notion about what he'd be putting in the atmosphere that day.
No worries. No worries. And Joel, no worries as well. And like I said, if those guys are all friends with each other, I don't know who's telling people this. Remember, this was all started on Colt Cabana getting fired. Yep. Sean, where does he work today?
No idea.
AEW.
Really?
Yeah, he never lost his job. This was all on you tried to get Colt Cabana fired. Huh? Wow. Tony has also said that he never did publicly. So,
wow.
What happened? McKinney says, BJ, it's a difference between a shot at AEW in a promo that may be unscripted and AEW promoting backstage drama to get views. AEW has a lot more to lose if this fails. Woo! What about Triple H's comment about choosing light schedule over WWE? Did you see that, Sean? Did I send that to you?
It was a jab. It was stupid. But Triple H is not the brightest bulb in the light bulb chest. I mean, it is what it is. I thought it was a stupid, ignorant comment, but Triple H makes stupid, ignorant comments, and then TK does stupid, ignorant setups for segments on the show. So, you know, que sera, sera, tomato, tomato.
I like it. Let me see here. I'm just trying to see if anybody did it. Darby worked both shows, one where he jumped off a ladder. Did he wrestle a match without complaining? Yeah. Look at this. Storytelling is a foreign concept. I won't say that either. AEW does storytelling. AEW is going to get a media rights bump. People just wait. They got to wait their turn. Punk acknowledged his tribal chief in that shot. Punk and AEW treat each other like bitter ex-lovers. That's not true, Vinny. They just tell their stories in the ring more than vignettes. And there's nothing wrong with that. You could do that. Matt Hardy is a free agent for those who care.
I love Matt Hardy. I love the Hardy Boys, but I think they should be agents and they need to chill out.
Yeah, I think they blew the chance that they had to win the tag titles. That was your last chance, and you might have blown it.
Yep.
All Drama Wrestling Vinny says, T. Ferg says, I've been watching AEW since the debut episode. If they even bring this topic up, I will stop watching for a while. It reeks of desperation. Focus on Dynasty and All In and those ticket sales, TK. Listen, I know a lot of people who stopped watching AEW recently.
And by the way, Deion, I see you with the yup. At the end of the day, Triple H, respectfully, probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard, that somebody's foolish or doesn't have a career mindset that you would respect because they work less days for more money. Not sure what metric you go by, but if I'm working less and making more money, I mean, come on, let's see. That's the reason why that comment was so silly. See, Triple H doesn't even need to talk right now. He's winning. Just shut up. How do you feel about Will Ospreay? Well, he's a tremendous wrestling talent. He works for another company. I have nothing to say about him outside of that. Like, that's all you have to say.
Right, right. And if we could talk again when it's time to talk, great. I don't even know if you can say something.
I don't want anybody here who wants to work less. Are you dumb? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm taking a pay cut to go to WWE over eight. Whoever's giving more bread is where people are going there. There's a reason why WCW was able to snatch people away. You want a lighter schedule? You want to come over here and do some stuff? Cool. Punk is backed by good old Stephen P. New, so I bet he knew what he couldn't say. Could be. Triple H want to cross a bunch of wrestlers off the board with this hard schedule. Touche. Touche for sure. Let me say this, man. I don't know. The idea of Triple H not knowing what they got to do. He knows. I think he knows they have the upper hand right now, so he can get away with making those little comments like that. But I don't agree with the, oh, we have to work harder and we need that harder schedule and all that stuff that he's been talking. Phooey. I'm just not. I'm not hearing it right now when it comes down to it. AEW's making a big mistake. I can't remember who put that in. I think it was T. Ferg who said they're going to stop watching. I'm not mad at that. There's nothing wrong with what you said. It's ridiculous at this point. Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Hey, they got Julia. Yeah, Julia. Oh, the same person who works with Stardom that was apparently matching up talent. I remember that as well. I do. I could definitely see that. I just don't know. I don't know. All I'm saying is, please be smart when it comes down to what we're doing and what we're saying when it comes to this. Like I said, please don't make this mistake. AEW's needed. And I'm going to say this. This is probably stating the obvious because you guys are all good wrestling fans here. WrestleMania 40 wouldn't have been as good if there was no AEW. Cody Rhodes would not
100%
back in WWE if it wasn't for AEW. They wanted him because the biggest feather in their cap was to get an EVP from there. Whether it was Kenny, whether it was Matt and Nick, whether it was Cody or a combination of them. Would they have taken Hangman? Yeah, if they realized they couldn't get the EVPs. But Cody sent the first stone across that was like, ooh, that hurt a little bit.
Yep.
Cody was the crack in the foundation. You know, when you see your basement getting that crack in it. CM Punk was the sledgehammer blow to that crack, and you're like, yo, this is getting really bad. Yep. We have to fix this. And if you lose MJF, that's when it's flooding, and you better start figuring out stuff real quick. That's my last little piece on it. I don't know if you want to say anything else.
No, I think you ended it perfectly. I just want to say my guy Derek is going to be on the Hub of Wrestling channel with Conrad on the weekend of Money in the Bank. Just want to let you know.
All good. Appreciate you, D, for popping in here, too. I just saw you pop up. No,
but you worded it perfectly. It's a silly thing, and it's unfortunate. I'll leave it at that.
MLeezy, also shout out to whoever runs the TNA social media account. They are on it, bro. If Cody has a moment, the best of Cody in TNA. they're right there. Like, I got you. I got you for it. Listen, we're going to get you guys out of here for Monday Night Raw on time tonight. More than 18,000 fans are expected for Raw tonight, according to Sportskeeda and Wrestling News. It's going to be an interesting one, man. I hope that we can get back on to watching WWE, AEW, TNA, GCW, your local indies. Let's get back to having fun in pro wrestling. Me and Sean will bring you the tough conversations. We'll keep this going. Next episode of Clash of the Podcast is 85 weeks straight that we've been going at this. We're doing the darn thing, and none of it's possible without you guys. So thank you for listening to us, and I'm going to kick it over to Sean to end it. Let's get on out of here.
I really don't have anything else to say other than Conrad, you're the man. Chat, we appreciate you. God bless. Let's just keep this wonderful train of professional wrestling commentary and good vibes going. My name is Sean. His name is Conrad. This is Hubba Wrestling Weekly. This is EPW. And together we are Clash of the Podcast. God bless. Be encouraged. And as always, evil never prevails. Next week, y'all.